The next piece is a, at once, spiritual and revolutionary poem, because I feel that a true revolution is spiritual. It operates within as well as without. This is called Notes from a Guerrilla Diary to a beautiful brother, friend of mine, Brother Marvin X. As you know, Marvin was forced to leave this country because he did not want to kill brothers and sisters in Vietnam, other oppressed peoples, for this beast empire. But when he left, he did not lay up in mansions in Algeria and other places. Marvin was training peasants in so-called British Honduras, and they hunted him out, routed him out, and forced him, flew him back to the United States into the arms of the FBI. For Marvin, Notes from a Guerrilla Diary, for Marvin X and Che Guevara. A quotation, quote, "Yes, I am for peace, and there will be peace after the fight." Marvin X, Proverbs. I wanted to be an artist in my youth, a great artist moving in the monumental rhythms of the Mexicans, Orozco, Rivera, Siqueiros. I would fill the walls of Africa with brilliant images, ebony splendor from the birth of Adam to the pyramids of knowledge rising from the soul of Timbuktu. Sometimes I would rather now be an artist, safe in a small loft womb with a warm brown sun glowing down on me from her canopy of love, my brown sugar woman moving undulating hips across the Niger valleys of our dreams. But there's the beast with his cancer-spreading nightmare riding the twisted backs of humankind. The dying millions, hollow eyes of fear, bloated bellies, hunger pains from Mississippi, India, Brazil, or anywhere that gentle, dark folks long to lead simple, dignified lives. A peasant wail, a jungle scream, a ghetto junkie nod, and then the gun in your voice, your walk, your eyes glaring in guerrilla glow, the burning cities of your mind light a torch for the blind unbelievers to grope away from Europe, longing to chase the shadows from the sun. I wanted to be a magician in my youth, to call ancient forces up from the netherworld of myth, to use these forces for my brothers with mighty imaginations riding magic carpets to the stars. To wizard the valleys and mighty rushing rivers of the soul, to fling the flame of never up the mountains of beginning, turn the hills of wonder into forests for simple lovers. I wanted to be an artist before revolution turned me towards Islam and Malcolm's eyes glowing with compassion over dope-infested ghettos of our fears. Yes, dreams are beautiful, nutmeg sugar, but reality's blonde wig smothers the afros of our souls. The mini-skirted present shoots skag into the morning dews rising from the flowers of our eyes. The poison-aired presence prostitutes our vision, pimps away the honey of our youth. And so the gun glinting coldly in the shadows of our eyes, Che Guevara and the Mau Mau stalking forest where brown-necked lovers used to dance. Guerrilla song wild and wailing in the screams of Pharaoh Sanders, eastern crescents glowing like machetes above the money-eating faggots farting in the face of the world. I wanted to be an artist before Allah took my heart and tuned it for the jihad of this age. Alone at dawn, I bow to the east for the trumpets of Islam, which will free my son Tariq and millions who will move towards the palm tree of beauty once the earth becomes a paradise where art can flourish with the simple peasant song. Meanwhile, back to cutting throats and cleaning guns. Even that can be a form of art. Thank you.